Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And if you lost your job, it sounds like the first place you'd want to head is your local one-stop career center, where according to the U.S. Department of Labor website, you can find training referrals, career counseling, job listings, and similar employment-related services, unquote. But is there one-stop on the way? Is the one-stop center really the road to a good job? And can one-stop help both low-skilled and highly trained workers? Should one-stop be your first job stop in a job hunt? Mary Gatta is a senior scholar at Wider Opportunities for Women in Washington and an adjunct professor at Rutgers. And during the last recession, she went undercover at an Ocean County, New Jersey one-stop career center and interviewed workers on both sides of the counter, the job seekers and the career center employees. And she found people doing their best to contend with changing social and economic forces. She came up with recommendations for the staff, some of which were implemented and wrote up. And what she learned is in a new book, All I Want is a Job, Unemployed Women Navigating the Public Workforce System. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
So you had the cooperation of the job centers, we should say first. So this wasn't a gotcha undercover exercise. It was more scholarly and above board.
Absolutely. I started just doing interviews with women who were unemployed during the recession. And through those interviews, we really wanted to dig deep. So the director of the One Stop wanted to find out, what was happening in the field, and more importantly, how could she improve services, particularly during the recession, but moving forward.
So tell us about the one-stop career centers. They're a product of welfare reform?
Well, they're not a product of welfare reform. What they are is a product of the Federal Employment and Training Association. And they are set up from the U.S. Department of Labor and then devolved down to the state and at the local level. And ideally, they are your one stop. After you file for unemployment, you can go there for seminars, for resume help, for job listings, to see if you can qualify for training and hopefully get training. So ideally, it is a one-stop center.
What were you hoping to find out?
Well, I was hoping to find out, obviously what was happening there, but more importantly, were people actually being directed to jobs and job skills that would lead them to economic security? One thing we know post-welfare reform is it's a very work-first system. Kind of any job is a good job. That is how performance of the one-stops are evaluated at the federal level. And the concern there is, any job is not a good job. People need to be able to earn living wages, have economic security, have benefits, have career pathways. So I wanted to find out what was happening, particularly to women across the skill level.
And listeners, have you visited a state-run employment agency or do you work at one? Tell us about your experience. Did you find a job? Are you actually helping people find jobs? Are you just pushing papers to get through your day? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. So, for example, you posed as a waitress.
I did. One of the and again, because I had the cooperation of the One Stop, I was actually able to pose as an unemployed worker. And I chose a waitress because I actually, through graduate school, was a waitress. So I knew about the industry. But more importantly, I knew that the starting wage for waitresses in New Jersey is $2.13 an hour. So annually, without tips, you're talking $5,000 a year, nowhere near economic security. So I wanted to kind of get a sense of, here I am taking classes, going to the One Stop. Would I be directed, for example, to training in a non-traditional field that could offer me higher wages, such as in science or technology? And would I be thinking more in terms of career pathways?
So wait, I'm confused. Mm-hmm. You went in this case saying, I'm an unemployed waitress, and sitting back and seeing whether they just looked for waitress jobs for you or whether they proactively brought up retraining for tech jobs?
So what I did was I went to classes undercover as an unemployed waitress, saying, I just moved to the area, I'm an unemployed waitress. And one of the things, one of my deals was I would never meet particularly one-on-one with a counselor because I didn't want to take the spot from somebody. But I could talk to counselors after and before classes. So I did that. And in one of the examples, when I talked to a counselor, I said, I have waitressing skills, but, you know, I'm looking for a job. And she was very happy to tell me that there was a job fair on the boardwalk. And that I would be able to probably get a summer job waitressing. And I probably would have with my skills.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing, but the problem come Labor Day. Come Labor Day, I probably would have been laid off. And when I brought that up, we talked about the job fairs at the mall, you know, getting retail jobs. And what it is it's just churning workers in low-wage work, as opposed to being able to sit down and really say, well, you know, there can be pathways toward economic security. So that was the big challenge.
So that's one of the tensions you found. Mm-hmm. Serving the would-be employees or their employers, it's not always a matter of matching the two parties. When employers want temporary minimum wage workers and job seekers need to support a family.
Absolutely. And we know on minimum wage jobs, we at Wider Opportunities for Women calculate basic economic security tables. So in the county where I was doing my work, if I was a single mom with two children, I'd have to earn over $70,000 a year. I wouldn't be doing that on minimum wage. So I was hoping to see that can the one-stop serve as a way to help people really look at long-term career pathways, help people access the education, the skills that they may need to be able to move into higher-paying jobs.
Mary Gatta, our guest from Rutgers. Her new book, All I Want is a Job, Unemployed Women Navigating the Public Workforce System. Your experiences, folks, 212-433-WNYC and Karen in Bayhead. You're on the air. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
No, thanks for taking my call. And I say that every day. All I want is a job. And I'm really looking forward to reading your book.
And you've used one of these one-stops?
Yes, I have. I was directed to the one-stop in Toms River by the when my home was flooded out. And I told them that I was unemployed as well as having major flood damage to my home. And I went and I filled out all the paperwork and I was told I was ineligible for unemployment, which, of course, I was told years ago when I lost my job because I worked for a Catholic school. So I really wasn't expecting that. And they directed me eventually to a grant program through the state of New Jersey. First of all, I had a counselor, and I really don't like to badmouth anybody, but the woman told me that I should look at all the job postings on NJ Hire, and I should tailor my resume to each job posting. In other words, change my resume every time I saw something that had some applicable skills. And I think that in this day and age, with everything out there on the internet, that is just really unprofessional to be saying, I do this, I do that, whatever. Anyway.
It's okay to spin a resume, Mary, right, if you actually did the things to emphasize those parts of your background that are appropriate to the current opening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's different than making stuff up. But do you want to talk to Karen about her experience? Does this sound very familiar?
It does sound very familiar. And Karen, I guess it would be interesting for me to hear, as you were kind of going through the different classes, what were things that you saw worked well, and then what also were things that you saw were some challenges? You talked about that. I know when I went through, I filled out a lot of paperwork at every session.
Yes, I filled out a lot of paperwork, and then I had to take very elementary math tests and things like that, spatial relationships and all that. And, you know, then they started sending me jobs. And I had a lovely counselor who, you know, started directing jobs to me through the job database, because I did approach her and say, you know, this is nothing that has anything to do with my skill set. And she explained to me that they were just things sent out on math. And so, okay, I get that. But the point is, I have 6 years of higher education. I have 20 years of teaching experience, 15 years of visual merchandising experience. I have done myriad freelance jobs. I'm a working artist, and I can't find a job. I ended up being eligible for a grant through the state of New Jersey to go back to school, because I convinced them that if I had some technical skills that were related to art and design, that I possibly could get my skill set up to maybe to having a better chance of getting a job in a public school.
So Karen, let me ask you a question. Actually, Mary, you want to ask her a question?
I'm interested. So when you talk about your experience, when I went undercover as an adjunct professor and had all this experience, one of the things I was told was I had to lower my expectations. In this economy, I had to lower the income I was expecting and my expectations. And knowing you have mortgages, you have health care to pay for, you have food for your family, I'm wondering if you sound like you may have gotten some of those type of responses too.
Yes, I did, because I haven't received anything more than a $10 an hour job
offer.
Posting
yeah.
since then.
When
I got the grant and I was able to go to Ocean County College, I pleaded with them, please just let me take these two classes. I do not want to take this entire web design class because it's just going to touch on these subjects so little, and I don't have a graphic design background. I'm going to be totally lost, and I'm not going to learn anything in depth. And that is indeed what happened.
Just the individual targeted classes to increase your skills. Karen, thank you. That's such an instructive story and set of experiences that she had.
It absolutely is. And it also shows something that was very common in the recession and continues in the recovery. She has a great deal of work experience. She has education, but she knows she needs to retool, right? She needed some more advanced technical skills. And the hurdles it sounded like she went through to get to that point are all times where, if she had been on unemployment, she would be burning up unemployment hours. She would be just trying to, make ends meet.
And for your book, we talked about how you posed as an unemployed waitress at the One Stop Career Center. Did you also try it as an unemployed sociologist, which is your actual profession?
I did, as an unemployed researcher, adjunct professor. Those really, what Karen was talking about and my persona as the unemployed sociologist are really not the typical people you think of with one-stops, right? You often think of, and workers are really trained on.
But is that who they're for? I could imagine if you're at this One-Stop Career Center, which is dealing with so many relatively low-skilled unemployed people trying to find basic jobs, and you come in and say, I'm an unemployed sociologist. I got laid off from Rutgers, or I didn't get tenure. Now I'm looking for another, however you presented it, they're going to roll their eyes.
Yeah, they told me to go back to my college career services where I got my college degree. And that really is actually, I think, what's really frustrating. And one thing that I know that the state of New Jersey has worked on and the U.S. Department of Labor is working on, by policy, one-stops are universal access. Anybody can go. And when the recession hit and we saw people like Karen, people with more education, more job experience, older workers being laid off and coming to the one-stops, they really weren't prepared both for the volumes of numbers, uh-huh. but also for the different type of career counseling that was going to be needed. So that professional development is something that's really, really important for frontline workers, and something that is often, not really part of what we're really talking about, but it's critical in the new economy.
Another caller, Keith in Manhattan. Keith, you're on WNYC. You went to a one-stop?
Yes, I went to a one-stop, actually, in Westchester. I got laid off 3 months ago, and I have a master's degree. I work in education in higher ed, not as a professor, but I was looking for something in education, perhaps teaching in high school, whatever. I don't have certification for public school, so looking for anything else, or in higher ed, in admissions, or something like that.
And what was your experience like?
They've offered me, they send me emails, many things that I'm not certified for, not qualified for, like social work and things like that, where you need certification. I'm willing to do other things, but they have not offered me any training or anything, and it's very frustrating.
Keith, thank you very much. Mary?
Yeah, Keith's story, I think, is important also because he also has a lot of work experience, knows he needs some type of retooling and recertification.
To Karen
very
in
similar.
That respect.
And those are challenges in how job search and career counseling can really be kind of customized, but that's really what is needed as people are desperately looking for work. Still.
And Keith, good luck out there. So to wrap it up, some of your recommendations actually got put into effect for reform, right?
Yes. Yeah. One of the things that I learned going undercover was that you had to go to a reemployment seminar after you filed for online for unemployment, and that kind of gives you the overview of the services. And you know, you would wait in the mail to get a letter in the mail, and maybe weeks later. And again, you're just waiting on time, and people were hungry for information. So one of the things I had talked about was maybe moving that reemployment seminar online as soon as you file. And I talked to the county representative, and she talked with the state, and the state has done that. So I'm hoping my research was part of moving that forward. But what it does is it also gives people more information fast. So you file for your online, and then as soon as you do that in New Jersey, you then get a online class where you learn about all the services available.
And you know what? A lot of people don't even know that these are out there. A lot of people looking for work and looking for work and looking for work may be hearing this and hearing for the first time, oh, there's a U.S. Labor Department One-Stop Career Center. Maybe I should try them.
Exactly. And you can get a list of them on the U.S. Department of Labor's website for the one-stops throughout the country. And people don't think of it. They don't realize that they exist. And they don't realize that it's universal access. You can come in. You can use banks of computers. You can get job listings. You would be able to qualify for resume networking classes. So it's really important. And in addition, it also connected people with each other. The job search can be really lonely. And you can feel really like very much alone. And one of the things I learned in sitting in the classes was just how much people wanted to help each other. Just one very quick story. As my waitress persona, we went around the room and we said what we did. And at the end of the class, a man sitting next to me gave me his wife's email address and said, my wife is a waitress. I know they're hiring. Email her. And, you know, it was very touching. But that type of networking can happen.
And community. So I see you're doing a book signing on Wednesday in Long Branch. That's at Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. We have a link on our website if people want more information. But it's sponsored by the Monmouth County Democratic Women's Caucus, I see.
Yes.
So do you see your work as partisan?
No. I think the one thing we know is that this workforce system crosses party lines. Absolutely. And that unemployed happens across lines. And it's really important for, you know, both sides, both Republican and Democrats, to really get behind really helping and improve our workforce system.
So when a local Republican Party club wants to sponsor a
book,
I
would be happy to come.
Okay. And so we leave it there with Rutgers sociologist, employed sociologist Mary Gatta about her book, All I Want is a Job, Unemployed Women Navigating the Public Workforce System. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll sample from a new documentary offering a new look at an infamous incident in Greenwich Village in 2006. Stay tuned.